It's time for Ted Lasso Season 2, Episode 12, the finale of Ted Lasso so far. Dean?
It is the finale of Ted Lasso so far, yes.
Yes.
Yes. You excited, Hendo?
I am pumped. I cannot wait to see what happens with this episode. What are we looking for here? We know that Nate had just ratted Lasso out about his panic attack to Trent Crim, who has let him know that it was him.
Okay, so surely all the Nate stuff comes to a head then.
Absolutely. What else do we have to deal with here?
The Rebecca Sam situation. What did they leave off?
Oh, with the
the Sam going to
back to Africa for the Ghana. Ghana. Yeah. After the Ghana team, he's going to make his decision. Yes, that's right. Yep. He's going to go. And she said that she doesn't want him to go.
Yep.
Okay, so he's got to make that tough decision. Anything happening? Roy and Keely.
Getting all emotional on the couch.
Yeah, he found out that Jamie said that he loved Keely and that Nate kissed her.
Yep.
It's like, wow, all this is going off.
Yep. Okay. So a bit to get through.
Yeah, absolutely. So I cannot wait for this episode. We're going to get stuck into it now. All right, patrons, we're good to go. I'm assuming it goes for like 45-ish minutes, this one here. It's been the norm for season two. Damn, that's bright. It's bright when it gets dark. Do you know what I mean?
It's bright white on the screen.
See if this. I've noticed in a couple of these videos that I've not been wearing this headphone properly.
Really? You can see it in the video.
Yeah. This seems pretty good where it's like nice and wedged in there. Sometimes I have it the other way and it's like out like. I'm like, I don't think I'm wearing that right.
Three. Two.
Holy shit.
What? No.
Don't do that. You need extra.
And it starts immediately.
Does it look really dark?
Well, because it just went to a black screen.
Okay. Count it down, Dean.
3, 2, 1, play. We're on
in good. 5 seconds. Oh, countdown. I thought we just did this.
Good morning. It's Friday.
The news. Yep. Jeff Stelling here with Chris Kamara. And
George Cartrick. As we head into the last weekend of the season, we have an update on...
How funny is it that when we were talking about what's coming up, we didn't even talk about there's actually a football game to play to get back into regulation.
Doesn't matter. Former foul-mouthed colleague,
Roy Kent. The headline this morning is the news that Ted Lasso left the Tottenham match this season, not due to stomach problems, but because of a panic attack. Lasso appears to be...
I think the biggest story is that the assistant manager is... The assistant coach is, you know, going behind his back.
I don't think they know that.
No, of course he wouldn't. Look, if your ship's being attacked, right, and you run to the bridge, you want to find a captain whose brain works.
No one would say that now.
I miss Roy.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else knows that Nate did it. Oh.
Really?
Why would you
one
tip the
shredded wheat?
Why would you tip the box? Just pick it out. Audio message. Don't you have to call them first for that? Nice. Just a bad one.
This is Nate being like, just heard the news. Hope you're okay.
The ex-wife. How did she hear that from America?
The internet. This is going on a long time.
You're a plate.
You're a plate.
Yeah.
What's the joke, though?
Because there's a plate. Oh. Wouldn't you know the time difference by now?
Yeah, you'd think you would.
Okay.
Oh, so he... Okay, so it's probably like 1 a.m. there, and he's like, you're staying up or you're up early sort of thing. Yeah. Maybe not one. What time would you ask that? Three?
Six.
No, not six. Maybe three.
Oh, seriously?
He's a celebrity.
He's like, yeah, I got a picture of Ted Lasso.
Morning, Susan.
Oh, are you all right, Ted?
Oh.
This, how... It's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think... That's not a bad headline. I don't think this is how media would react to this at all. They would get destroyed if anyone posted this sort of stuff these days.
Why?
Hey, coach.
Nice kicks, Ted.
Hey, wanker. If my father had a panic attack at Normandy, we'd all be speaking German.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Just do the work, pal. You'll be all right.
What?
It's like bipolar or something. He's like, you're a prick, but you'll be right.
I assume you know what that was all about, yeah?
Nope.
Yes, you do. Yeah. He doesn't want to talk about it. Do, do. You want to sing it one last time?
Heaven knows I've tried. I think we nailed it.
I think that was perfect.
Took 22 episodes, but we got there.
Sorry for your loss.
They are some stunning flowers.
Yeah, they look really good.
I've not finished, but we will give Sam a very good home in Casablanca.
Still, nice gesture.
So, Leslie, any rumblings about which way Sam's leaning?
Not a peep. And I'm trying to play it chill. So whenever I see him in the hallway, I just give him a cool nod. You know, like this. I know, right? I saw it in a Denzel Washington movie, and I thought, I'm taking that. Still, it's not looking great.
Hey, what's the story, Paul Shorey?
Ted.
So sorry about the article, Ted.
Oh, that's okay, no. Keely. You know what they say? No such thing as bad publicity, right? Although I think they might have been wrong about that one. Which is a bummer, because they were spot on with the whole beer before liquor thing. Here you go, boss.
Thank you, Ted. And you know that you have our full support.
I appreciate that.
I still wish I could have done something before that dick Trent Crim posted the article.
Oh, no, come on. Trent's a good guy. He's just doing the gig.
Well, don't worry. I'm going to speak directly to the owner of the paper and see who this anonymous source was.
Ah, come on. No need. Fact is, everything they said was true. And unlike Lieutenant Caffey, I actually can handle the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, then,
cool.
My advice is no press until after the match.
I agree. Concentrate on the task in hand. Beating Brentford.
Yes, because if we lose, it will kill me. Please don't lose, Ted, I beg you.
Hey, don't you worry, Hig Newton. I'm on it like a bonnet.
Oh, God, it tastes like shit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, it is a rough night, and I am now absolutely positive that I switched the salt and sugar. I'm sorry about that.
Interesting. She's a sneaky, salty bitch.
Like Heather Locklear on Melrose Place, right?
Oh, yeah.
Never saw it. Exactly. You ever see Melrose Place?
Nah.
Oh, Heather.
Oh, Heather. Right, where's the angry locker room confrontation between Jamie and Roy? Can't wait to see you in this. Hope you don't mind a picture number. What number? One?
Does he have a number that's significant to him?
23. It's one. 10. Should have known.
What does that mean?
Did he just come from the future?
I don't hear any grumbling.
Hey, morning.
Morning, Nate.
You are grayer.
No. You seen this?
Oh, he knows.
You reckon?
Definitely.
It's awful. Yeah. It was awful.
Yeah, he knows.
Jamie's looking for you.
Oh, is he?
Oh, I know he just breezes past Nate.
Top!
Can we be here with witnesses?
You're right.
Wait, can I just say something first?
Yeah, okay. That's a good idea, because when I'm done, you won't have any teeth left and you'll need them for the talking bit.
Right.
Don't think you do.
Okay.
You need your tongue.
So, at Rebecca's dad's funeral, I told Keela that I still loved her. It was wrong and I shouldn't have done it, but I ain't used to being around dead people. It did something to me. Emotionally, you know. But I shouldn't have done it and it was wrong, but I just need you to know that I respect you and I respect Keela and I respect your relationship and I will never ever do anything like that ever again.
Look at Jamie being all mature. That was good.
Sorry, I kind of froze when you two came in here and I just didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
All right, that's resolved.
But I don't think that you moderating a session between Coach Lasso and a celebrity psychiatrist is the best move right now. All his attention is on Brentford. Thank you very much. Fuck you, Piers Morgan.
Beautiful.
Holy fucking shit!
Wow.
Oh my.
Circle up!
I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, fellas. Before we get started here, I wanted to talk to y'all about the article you saw in the paper this morning. Actually, y'all probably saw it on your phones. I still get the paper because, well, you can't cut cartoons out of a phone, right?
Yeah, but you can screenshot them and text them.
That's copyright infringement, bro.
I hear you, bro, but you can't hang a screenshot on a fridge either.
My refrigerator has a television. Oh, I think I have seen
that. The point is, y'all found out about something from somewhere when you should have found out about it from me first. But I chose not to tell y'all, and that's dumb. You know, fellas, we make a lot of choices in our lives. Every single day.
Is he talking to you?
I'm really about to eat something called Greek yogurt.
Greek yogurt is awesome.
I leave my family and take a job halfway around the world. Me choosing not to be forthright with y'all, that was a bad choice. But I can't be wasting time wishing for a do-over on all that. That ain't how choices work. No, sir. No. That choice in my Chicago Bulls starter jacket that I let Janelle Rhodes borrow my sophomore year because she spilled catchball of herself and it looked like she'd been shot, well, those are two things I ain't ever getting back. Because every choice is a chance, fellas. And I didn't give myself the chance to build further trust with y'all. Quote the great UCLA college basketball coach, John Obi-Wan Gandalf. It is our choices, gentlemen.
I don't think so.
Far more than our abilities. Now, I hope y'all can forgive me for what I've done. Because I sure as heck wouldn't want
to. I really don't think he has anything to be sorry about.
Just the kind of person he is.
Yeah, no problem, Gaffer. And when we sniff out the rat, permission to take socks full of soap to their stomach and chest.
We're gonna fight him and fuck him up!
Yeah. Alright, full metal jacket. I think he just got grayer in the last couple of seconds.
It's bud, not bud, coach.
It is? Oh, because of flowers, right?
Horticulture, bibib.
That makes more sense. I appreciate it, coach. Thank you. No, look, gentlemen, I want us to focus on something a little bit more productive, you know? Like working on Nate the Great's false nine. How's that sound?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, anybody got any questions before we get started?
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah, Jamie, what you got?
What are we going to do that fucking thing there?
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Well, tell you what, let's all head to the north field, and if you guys hustle, that'll count as our cardio for today, yeah?
Scram! Whistle!
Come in!
What's this?
is Mascot Idol semi-finals. One of these two contestants will be our new mascot. Will it be Macy Greyhound or Tina Fey Hound?
Greyhound sounds better.
Mm, definitely.
Miss Campbell here runs the shelter.
London's premier all-female dog breeder, Susie Campbell. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Huge fan.
Oh.
Huge.
Thank you.
She's into it.
Is now a bad time?
No. Could you give us a minute, please?
Oh, sure.
Wow. Nice to meet you.
Something wrong?
Actually, something is incredibly right. The money people that back Banter, they want to finance me opening my own PR firm.
Wow.
I know, right? I need some advice.
Do
it.
I'm flattered that you came to me instead of Ted or Roy.
They're at training.
Well, instead of Rebecca, then.
She's the one I'm afraid of telling.
I'm happy to be on the list.
I'm scared.
Well, look, that is perfectly natural. It can be terrifying becoming a boss.
No, I'm scared of telling Rebecca I'm leaving.
Oh, right, because she's so intimidating.
No, she's one of my best friends.
Ah, oh, yes. You leaving would be a betrayal on a level usually reserved for Greek mythology.
No. I don't want to appear like I'm not grateful for the amazing opportunity she's given me here.
Keely, a good mentor hopes you will move on. A great mentor knows you will.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, good line.
Wow!
I told Adam Nakufo I would give him my answer after the match on Sunday.
Does this mean you've made a decision?
I think so. I don't know. It'd be crazy not to go, right?
Samuel, you're overthinking this. Relax. Stop looking for the answer and let the answer come to you. If you open yourself to it, the universe will give you a sign.
Daddy, with all due respect, isn't this decision too important to be left to the universe?
The universe has always put me on the right path. The universe told me to marry your mother and to buy Bitcoin in 2009. 2009!
Okay, Dad. I'll keep an eye out for any messages from the universe.
Uh-huh.
I love you.
I love you.
Cue a message from the universe.
Yeah, here we go.
What does that mean? Does that mean he'd be letting down the locals or inspiring the locals to dream bigger? It's a tough call.
Well, it's giving him something.
This morning, Jamie apologised to me for what he said to you at the funeral.
I didn't say anything.
I know. He said he did it on his own.
What did you do?
What do you think I did?
Punched him. Headbutted him.
Keep going.
Did you murder him?
Worse. I fucking forgave him. It's disgusting, isn't it?
No. I'm really proud of you. Fully support that. Wait, I've got some news too.
Oh, for fuck's sake, don't tell me Ted tried to get off with you at all.
They see that back Banter, they want to finance me opening my own PR firm.
Holy fucking shit, that is huge.
What?
You are a fucking CEO and shit, that's amazing.
Hit her head on it, huh?
Love you so much.
Has she said that before?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, I don't think that was a big deal.
Okay.
I'm not going to have time for me anymore.
Shut your pretty mouth.
Yeah, they've been together for quite a while now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be the second it's changed.
How's all that going?
We broke up.
Jesus Christ.
Here you go, boys.
Thanks, mate.
Jesus.
Wow. Carry beers before?
There's no head on it.
happy about it, Ted. It'll all wash out in the cycle. It always does.
Thank you, mate. It's finished anyway.
You're halfway through it.
We're opening the champagne.
What? No, I thought we were saving that for something like really, really special.
I mean, this is.
It when your mum moved back up north. It when England got 0 points in the Eurovision. And we didn't open it when the mother ran over her own snake. So we are drinking it tonight. Duck.
The big wine glasses.
Mm. I was going to say, what's about to happen here? You can't just watch him drink champagne now. We got some messages on a tablet.
Lizzie just sent over a preview of the Vanity Fair article.
Oh, God.
Conflict?
Yeah, it's going to be like Trouble in Paradise. Look at this photo of them both really sad. Or not. Okay.
It's all good.
It's probably not. Wow.
They didn't use any of the pictures with you in them.
Oh.
Shit, I'm so sorry, Roy. That is not cool. I'm going to reach out to them and I'm going to change
that. Don't you dare. Don't you change a fucking thing. You look powerful. Fucking gorgeous. You look like a bilf.
Oh, yeah? Go on, show me then.
A bilf?
Bilf?
Businesswoman?
Banter executive?
Bill Lawrence actress?
You gonna say anything?
Well, eventually, yeah. You may have noticed through the years that I can be quite loquacious.
No, to Nate.
Loquacious?
The anonymous source.
Oh. Wow, what makes you think it was Nate? Well, you know my philosophy when it comes to cats, babies, and apologies, coach. You gotta let them come to you.
That's not gonna happen. Some people need a little push.
I'm pushing nobody.
I think it'll help.
Nate'll be fine.
No, it'll help you. Coach, you keep trying to hold all this in. I'm afraid your mustache is going to pop off.
Oh. And I'll look like that fella from The Hangover.
Bradley Cooper.
Too good to me.
That was such a meta joke. That was awesome.
Why was it?
I've always thought Jason Sudeikis and Ed Helms look... It's very similar.
Oh, okay.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
Have you got a second?
Of course.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, don't be.
You helped this panda become a lion.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Don't like that analogy?
I think cub become lioness would be better, yeah?
Holy fucking shit.
Oh, here we go.
Rupert's just bought West Ham United.
No.
And to think for a second, I thought him giving me his shares in the club was a kind gesture. You know, I'm actually quite reassured to find out that he is still just a selfish, conniving cock.
Mm. I mean, it does return a certain balance to the universe, doesn't it?
Promise me you will not go and work for him.
He can't afford me.
Now go and work for him and he's fuck him up.
My football club, you know that.
Well, let's see if we get promoted. You might not want to work with us.
That's fair.
Bit of advice for being a boss. Hire your best friend.
You want to come work for me?
Never.
Down, 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 down.
Who sings this?
Don't let me down. Down, 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 down. I don't know. Come on, come on! Oh.
Good afternoon.
They're all sick of him.
Hmm.
All right. We all good to go on running Nate's false nine today? Yeah?
You'd be fools not to.
Oh, this guy.
Would have been funny if he didn't have a smug look and walk about like he just did.
I agree. Uh-oh.
Why are you there? You have an office.
No, no, temporary relocation while they change the carpet in there. Oh. It was absolutely covered in dog shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, anybody else got anything you want to talk about before we head out there?
Yeah, I could use some advice.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Roy, are you saying you want to become a diamond dog?
Fuck no. I'm just saying I wouldn't mind being in the room whilst it fucking happens.
Yeah, okay. Well, how about a one-time visitor's pass for our junkyard dog here, yeah? Diamond dog, mount up!
This guy.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to stay put.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah, good.
You live, you learn, right? Thank you, Alanis. All right. Roy. Bark away.
Remember I told you I had to do that photo shoot thing with Keely?
Yeah.
It does bother him.
I know I said I fucking hate doing those things, and I do fucking hate doing those things, but in the end, they didn't use a single picture with me in it, and it hurt my feeling.
In year five, I was not allowed in the class photo because I developed a rare smile allergy.
Oof.
What?
Not the same situation.
Yes. She looks so fucking great. On her own. Without me.
Don't do this.
So natural.
Hmm.
It would have actually been fucking weird if I was in the pictures. And then, at Rebecca's dad's funeral, Jamie fucking Tart tells her he's fucking in love with her.
Whoa.
And he's still alive?
Yeah.
And Nate's in the room right now, yeah?
I fucking forgave him. I'm still fucking furious about it.
So you're going to bring that up?
Okay. Well,
yeah, he's going to.
I appreciate you barking at us.
There's something I have to confess as well.
Oh, God, here we go.
I kiss Kelly.
Go ahead, Nate, dog.
Roy.
Yep.
When I went shopping the other day, I kissed her.
That's not what they were expecting. So fucking hell.
Just tell me about it. Is that okay?
I kissed her. I kissed your girlfriend.
We good.
All Jamie did was talk to her and you wanted to kill him. Don't you at least want to headbutt me or something?
You made a mistake, Nate. Don't worry about it.
No, I deserve to be headbutted.
I'd be happy to headbutt you, Nate.
No, I think that's enough right now. We got work to do, yeah? Diamond Dog's dismount?
Oh, he didn't like that.
No.
He's not being taken seriously.
Diamond Dogs is just chatting about shit and no one has to fucking solve anything and nothing fucking changes.
Sometimes, yeah.
That's cool.
Oh my God. Third clash between these two teams, and
okay. Oh, come on. Richmond are still in their unusual false nine. Win a fucking game, Richmond.
The last match of the season. For promotion. It's a funny time to be pulling out a new strategy.
Richmond trying to even it up before the half.
Give away possession, and Brentford have numbers.
Oh, no. Come on.
And that's 2-0 to Brentford. You try new tactics this late with this much at stake and everyone loses their heads.
Stay back! How many times do I have to fucking tell you? Stay back!
Hey, all right!
Okay, come on now!
And it's half time of what has been a pulsating.
Come on.
Shoot y'all straight. It's bleak. Yeah? I mean, look at it out there.
Looks like a Renaissance painting portraying masculine melancholy. Okay, so now what are we going to do?
We should abandon the false nine. It'd work if we had players knew what the fuck they were doing. But...
Wow.
I agree, Nate. You know, I think we got to stick with it, man. You know, they just had 45 minutes to figure out what not to do. Yeah? What do you think, Roy?
You should ask them. They're the ones out there actually doing this shit.
They are.
All right, fellas. Coaches and I are having a little debate. We want to get y'all's take on it. Should we stick with the false nine or switch it up?
There we go.
The tactic is sound, and we are all perfectly capable of executing it. It will work.
Hey, Jan Ma says he knows the truth, right?
I wouldn't lie to you. For instance, Zoro, you should have saved that first goal.
Okay, it's been decided. We're gonna stick with Nate's false nine. Now, come on, bring it in. Let's go.
Here we go, Graham.
What is he feeling here? Like that they're Nate. That they're
I don't know.
They're maybe, believing in him.
And maybe. If...
Oh.
You gonna join us?
What's up with him? Ah, he's gonna go slap the sign.
Yep. Good call.
Yeah. Okay, just touch it maybe.
I mean, I think slapping has more of an impact, yeah? Oh, I can't stand you, Nate.
What's his problem?
There's no way they're all going to be able to talk.
Yeah, get on the steps.
Richmond on three. One, two, three. Richmond!
I assume they have to win and can't draw.
Yeah, it's like whoever wins this goes back in a...
If it's a draw.
I don't know. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Come on.
Give him a push.
Hey, Nate.
Hey.
Everything okay?
Yes, Ted. Everything is okay.
What is it? What'd I do?
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on, man. You're mad as hell at me. I just want to know why. Huh? What have I got to learn here?
You want to know what you did?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what you did. You made me feel like I was the most important person in the whole world. And then you abandoned me.
Wow.
And
how?
I switched out of life just like that. And I worked my ass off trying to get your attention back, to prove myself to you, to make you like me again. But the more I did, the less you cared. It's like I was fucking invisible. I haven't even got the photo I gave you for Christmas up in your office. Just a picture of dumb Americans. And now you're going to play Nate.
That photo's in front of his mirror.
You can blame it on me. Well, no, fuck that. Everybody loves you. The great Ted Lasso. Well, I think you're a fucking joke.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
You wouldn't want a single match and they would have shipped your ass back to Kansas where you fucking belong with your son.
Ooh, oh, wow.
You sure as hell don't belong here. But I do. I belong here. This didn't just fall into my lap, right? I earned this.
I know you didn't, Nate.
Wow.
And if I didn't tell you how important you were to me enough, I'm sorry about that.
No, you're not. You're full of shit. Just fuck you, Ted.
Wow. He has some strong abandonment issues.
Did we see him actively ignore Nate ever?
I think he felt like that when Roy came onto the team. Okay. And he started listening to him.
That's insane.
He's had, you know, the issues with his father and how he treats him.
Yeah, but
I think everything's just culminated. Like, it's still fucked.
I can't believe how Ted took that.
Because he knows he's hurting.
Yeah, what about Ted's hurt?
Richmond's hopes for promotion are still alive.
One more. Okay.
Oh, so no, okay. They must have said they need a tie at least.
Stay organized. Look for the gaps. Well done. Don't touch him. Yes!
All the other results are in. AFC Richmond, miraculously after a historically dreadful start to the season.
Oh, and it's at the 90-minute mark. Jesus.
If they can somehow salvage a draw, Richmond will be promoted back to the Premier League.
All they need is one moment of individual brilliance, Arlo.
Can they find it in time?
Tart.
A long ball from the Dutchman. Tart is there.
Isn't that offside?
This is the moment for Richmond.
Oh!
No.
Yes, yes! You have to think Tart will be the one to take it. He hasn't missed a penalty all season.
Thank you for that. What's he doing here?
You got this, muchacho.
Ah, full circle.
Tart is giving the ball to Rojas, who hasn't kicked a penalty. Well,
since he killed a dog.
Come on, Danny!
I mean, there's no way he misses.
No way.
Come on. Football is life.
Football is life.
Yeah. Smash cut to credits. Now.
Imagine that. The ball goes into the camera, and that's it.
Richmond have done it. With that goal, they'll finish in second place and will return to the Premier League in their very first attempt. It's all over.
Oh. Richmond
have done the impossible through grit, determination, and most of all, belief.
I was promoted a time or two in my career, Arlo. It's a real achievement. Richmond deserved this.
They remain a club without a major trophy, it must be said. But it won't feel that way tonight. Final score.
Oh, I thought he was going to be like, you know, bring it all in.
Maybe he goes and works with Rebecca's ex.
Ah, he was talking to him at the funeral.
Yeah.
I could do this.
That was awesome.
Nate's resigned.
Oh.
Wow. He's got to go.
I think he's gone.
Sam.
Oh, the choice.
Hmm.
He's not going.
Nah.
Performance. Yeah, the goal, of course, speaks for itself, yeah, but your tactical discipline. Yeah, they are certainly going to miss you around here.
Mr. Akufo, I truly enjoyed meeting you. And I'm so flattered by your offer. I'm sorry, but my answer is no, thank you. And I don't believe my time here at Richmond is over. And for that reason, I have to stay. I hope you can understand.
You Nigerian motherfucker!
Whoa.
You Yoruba trash! Who the fuck do you think you are? Wasting my time?
Jesus.
Medium talent piece of shit.
Medium talent?
I will dedicate my life to destroying you, you fucking asshole.
Wow.
You will never play on the Nigerian national team. You understand me, Pinky Dick? Never! I will buy your childhood home. Yeah, then I'll sit there and I'll eat kenke and I'll poop on the fucking ashes. I promise you this.
What the fuck?
Okay.
I will never forget this disrespect. Fuck you, Sam Obasanya.
Okay.
I mean, they've obviously done this, so we know that he's made the right decision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what the hell?
Who is this guy?
Okay, y'all. Hey, settle down, y'all. Okay, easy, easy now. Easy. Hey, y'all, come on. Calm down. All right?
Look, well, right at the cricket bat here, I want to address the article written by our good friend, Mr. Trent Krim from the... Or rather, I want to share with you all the truth about my recent struggles with anxiety.
What's that about?
I don't know.
And, well, my overall concern about the way we discuss and deal with mental health in athletics.
Hey, boss. Just wanted to congratulate you on your promotion.
You too, Ted. Champagne to celebrate?
Well, I'll just take a glass of water, please.
Still no sparkling. Yes, still, right.
You know, before living here, I used to think still water was just folks saying it's still water, you know? Like, it was water and it continues to remain.
Oh, where's the almost famous
joke? Yeah.
Well, there's no greater education than travel.
Hey, friggin' man. Well, hey, next season should be fun, right?
Is that just an open champagne bottle?
Include an old friend.
I guess.
Rupert's bought West Ham United.
Did he now? Well, that'll be a nice change. Having our run-ins with him being scheduled as opposed to his normal sneak attack.
Hi, Rebecca. And Coach. Sorry.
No. Hey, Sam, go ahead. Stick around.
He knows.
No, Ted. It's
okay. Who knows?
Ted.
Does he?
Okay. Yeah, she came in and told him.
Oh, I thought you meant about the Ghana decision.
You both know
that. Yeah, okay.
I decided to stay.
Don't drop the glasses. Yeah. Don't drop them.
Hey, that's great, Sam.
So I'm glad to hear that.
I'll get out. Shall I leave?
How did Edwin Akufu take the news?
Not well. He stormed off. He's already halfway back to Ghana.
Oh, shoot. I was really looking forward to that goodbye handshake from Francis.
I should go.
Hey, Sam. I was just curious. Why'd you decide to stay?
Yes.
I wish I could say it was because of my feelings for you.
The truth is, he's doing this.
To stop worrying about how others feel about me.
This is good.
I'm staying because it's what's best for me and my personal journey.
She has no poker face.
You know, I think he might have been talking to you when he was little.
Boom.
Well, hell, you crushed that.
Oh, there he is.
Coach Lasso. Hey, there he is. I was worried about you. I thought you might have been in a bike accident or something.
Actually, I don't know how to ride a bicycle.
Really? That surprised me.
Why? Because of the hair and the whole vibe?
Yeah, I guess so. But why the heck weren't you at the press conference then?
Because I am no longer a reporter. I was fired when they found out I revealed an anonymous source.
Ah.
I didn't say anything, I promise.
No, I know, Ted. I did.
Okay.
I'm looking for something different. Deeper.
Well, as the man says, you gotta follow your bliss, right? Sorry you're out of the job. But hey, you know what this makes you now, though, right?
Trent Grimm.
A friend.
Independent.
Yeah.
Much better.
You sound like a cool guy. Well, I hope our paths cross again soon, Trent.
As do I, Ted. I love our chats.
You wanna ride? I prefer to walk, but I appreciate you. And Ted, good luck next season.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, they can't end like that.
Oh, what are they doing?
Just these and Trixwell.
Right, I got you a last day working in the same building present. Here.
Aeroplane tickets? You got me aeroplane tickets?
To Marbella.
How did you get actual printed tickets?
From my travel agent, Kathy. She's old school.
Wait, are you sure they still take paper tickets at airports? Like, is the plane going to have propellers? Oh my God, am I going to be able to smoke on the flight?
Right, stop it. You are missing the point. Tomorrow, you and I are going to a villa by the sea for 6 weeks so you can chill out before you start kicking
what?
Up on your new job.
Tomorrow we're going on a six-week holiday.
The holiday I've taken since I was 12 where I don't have to stay in shape or rehab my fucking knee. I'm going to gorge myself to death on tapas, and it will take fucking ages.
Hey, thank you.
Well, I don't feel like there's a butt coming.
Yep.
I can't go.
What? Why not?
Don't start working 6 weeks. Start like a week ago.
Yeah, I know. That's why I made sure the place has got proper Wi-Fi and everything. You can do all your emails and shit, but from a balcony with a sea view.
I'd love to. But I can't. I just can't. But you should go.
Oh. No.
Are we breaking up?
What?
No.
Not. You are going to take a well-earned holiday.
No, no one wants to holiday by themselves like that.
He'll take Jamie.
He'll take the teacher.
Call up Nate.
I love you. We'll be fine.
Have they said that before? He's not seriously going to go on a six-week holiday, is he?
I mean, he paid for the tickets.
No, come on.
Go with Beard.
No, no way.
Yeah, they got proper Wi-Fi and they can talk every day.
Punch it.
That'd hurt. We'll do that.
Yeah, told ya.
God.
Okay.
Really just skipping through. A couple time jumps here.
Congratulations. What's it going to be?
A Nigerian restaurant.
Okay. Cool. Go, Sam. Jesus. Yeah.
Telling you, there's no why.
Yeah, there he is. Look at him. He's got a good father figure, according to him now. Season 3 villain.
What the hell is this? Oh.
Wow.
That was a terrible last scene. Alright.
No, that worked well, because that was the opening shot of the season. It started on him.
Remember this stuff.
I edit these goddamn videos.
You remember the opening shot. That's insane.
Oh, wow. Season 2 is done. Holy shit, man.
He's wrapped. Not just that. Lasso is done.
Oh, yeah. Who knows when that's coming back.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll have another episode to watch until 2023.
Seems about right.
But what's your thoughts on the finale, the season, the series as a whole?
I mean, it's great. It moved away from the, you know, full-on comedy of season 1.
Yeah.
Which I think it had to. Like, if this was just going to be a standard 20-minute laugh-a-thon every single episode, it would get a bit old, although the laughs were great. But
oh, yeah, always.
Moving into this stuff, I like the mental health discussion that he's trying to prompt at the end there.
Yep.
Because the reaction to that was pretty outrageous. Nate's, you know, ultimate arc of going from, you know, lovable Nate to villain is unexpected.
I think it was well handled.
Oh, I do too. I do too. It's, yeah, like you definitely buy everything that was done. And it wasn't a quick sort of, you know, 2-episode thing. It really has been going on for a while. So no, I think it was really well handled. What do you think, Kendo?
Yeah, I think the whole Nate revelation and what he said to Ted really sort of gave us a more of an insight into how he was thinking and feeling. Like, this whole time we're like, what are you doing? You're a prick. What, stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
But when you sort of combine it all together and, you know, you have a look back on it, like the way his dad treated him, like when, you know, he's gone to see him to the newspaper article of him when he did his, you know, his Wonderkind thing. And he's just like, whatever. Like, he just wants.
Yes.
You ready?
Yep.
He just wants recognition. He wants, he's, you know, you can see that he sort of saw Lasso as a father figure and to be constantly shut down or pushed aside by multiple father figures. You can see where, and him trying to create this new persona, like the spit in the mirror, like to be more confident, it sort of, you know, maybe, you know, took its toll on him. He went overboard. Like, obviously what he's done is coming from a point of view of someone who is very emotionally damaged. And you see, like, when he's talking to Ted, like, you don't even have the picture that I gave you in the office. When he's got that at home on his on his dresser.
Yep.
Like, it's such an important piece of, you know, not memorabilia.
Gift. It's an important gift for him.
Yeah, exactly.
But Nate went so out of line with what he said, though.
Yeah, it was very rough.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, he obviously shouldn't have done that.
Especially knowing Ted's mental health issues as well. Like,
you know,
this isn't someone who's in a real stable position right now, and Nate knows it.
That's a very good point.
It's not cool.
Really interested to see where Roy and Keeley go from here.
I thought they were fantastic this season.
Yep, that was good.
Really, really, yeah, well done. They really believe their chemistry. They were funny. They were touching. Really, yeah, really good. And, you know, I just think the Jamie stuff as well. Like,
yeah, Jamie's super mature now.
Yeah,
love it. And what's the other story? The Sam and Rebecca storyline. I like that it we want
to it's open. Open.
Yeah, when it got to Sam, I think it's more about Sam and his, like what he said, his personal journey, and he wasn't staying, like because Rebecca asked him to, or for Rebecca, it's for him. So that sort of gives him his own growth arc even further coming into season three. Whether that includes Rebecca, I guess we'll find out. But overall, like really solid season and fantastic series. Like Ted Lasso has been great.
Yeah, really has been.
Yeah. So when season three comes out, we will get to it, but that's not going to be for a while. So we'll just put a nice little bow on Ted Lasso right now. All right, patrons, we're done with Ted Lasso for the time being, but we need a new TV show. And we've had this on the mind for a little bit. We didn't want to do a 1 hour long drama series, stuff like that. Because we want to still focus on the movies, of course, but we want to, you know, give you a little nugget of TV show that's quick, that's succinct, doesn't really need a whole lot of thought into it.
Yep. That's also popular.
Yes.
But also, which isn't as easy for us, one that neither one of us have seen.
And I'm talking a single frame of this show I have not seen. I put this offer to Dean and it was instantly, yep, let's do it.
Yeah.
Like, not even a thought.
No hesitation.
So we're going to be going through the entire series of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Let's hold off on that entire series promise, Hendo. What if we watch two episodes and hate it?
Okay, that's a good point. We are going to start watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And if it's not our cup of tea, which for some reason I feel like it is going to be our cup of tea.
I think it will be.
Yeah. We always have the option to just stop. It is 15 seasons, I think it is. But I think when we looked it up, it's like they're not like, you know, 24 episodes
per
season.
I'm not committing to a 15 season show. All right. We'll see how we go.
Yep.
We'll guarantee one season. How's that?
Okay, whatever. We'll guarantee an episode. How about that?
Well, I mean, I think we should guarantee more than one episode.
I think all I know about this show is the two GIFs that I've seen of Charlie Day with like the
that is like
no, like all the, with all the documents on the wall, like it's like he's a freaking out.
Yeah.
I think the Danny DeVito is like no when he shakes his head, like no.
Yeah,
that's all I know. I know nothing about it at all.
So you have seen a frame then?
I have seen not on TV. I've seen it on my phone, like repeated over and over.
So you've seen a few frames.
I'm really pumped for this show.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, we'll be getting stuck into that coming up soon. So thanks everyone for checking out our Ted Lasso series. And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.